Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, Buzz 24/7. Hey, everybody. Hey, the show just wrapped up. Just wrapped up moments ago. We're right back at it. It's like we never left. 24/7 brought to you by New Hampshire Army National Guard. 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's how you call them. 1-800-GO-GUARD. What's going on? What's on the schedule today, Laura?
Okay, so
Laura is home via remote.
They're done their classes at 11:30 and 11:45, and then I have to be at one of the radio stations at noon. They're doing remote learning from noon to 3 at the station with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're going to log on back to school when you're at the station?
Yeah, they each picked out where they want to sit, whose office they want to take over, and they're going to do their learning from there so I can do other work.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't have anything today. I don't think. I got to come back here.
Yes, you have to be back
that.
At the station.
I know that. I got to do that. Other than that. All right. Well, whatever. A couple of things here.
I have physical therapy today.
You do.
And then I have to get a kid to work and then band practice.
Is that physical therapy working?
I slept horrible last night, and I am having a major neck problem this morning. So
his penis is so big, it affects his neck. Yeah. Who would think that? But
I sneezed the other night. It bounced back, hit me.
Yeah.
Knocked me out.
Yeah.
Do you think because you have a pain in the neck that's symbolic of anything?
No. Screw you.
Good one, Kelly.
Do you think that now that one kid drives, she could just drive the one that doesn't want to learn how to drive to work?
We're going
to
work on that.
Because you seem to cart her.
What are you going to start pawning off
on
her?
But also, Roadkill wants to spend time with his daughter to give her a ride to work. So
yeah.
It's like driving is always a mellow time.
I do enjoy it. Yeah. But what's going to be weird now is date night on Monday night.
She driving herself over?
You know what I mean? For years.
She just got her license. If you missed the show today, she just got her license like 2 hours ago.
So, yeah, and she has her own vehicle and stuff. So now it's going to be like one of those things where, and I know that she's been waiting to get a job. Now that once she's got her license, now she has to get a job. Is that going to be a thing now, too? Because it is for Nora.
Dude, I remember when I got my license, first place I drove, I wanted to go down this one cool road. You know, it's my favorite road in Rawlinsford. It's Bear Road. You know where Bear Road is? Across from the Grange on Route 4, that hilly road, that road.
Yep.
So it's my favorite road, Kelly. Kind of, it's lined with pines and stuff, goes along open fields and stuff like that. And it's embarrassing. I had a Ford Pinto that was my parents, not my car, and I was driving it. And I had an AM radio with a power booster. You know, it made the sound so much better. And Rush... Tom Sawyer came on the radio, and I blared it so loud. I'm driving alone. I'm the biggest badass on the planet in a little brown, Pinto that would explode if you looked at it hard enough. And I turned up the radio so loud it was overmodulating the speakers. But that first drive and what it felt like being in the car by myself going, 45, 50 miles an hour.
Nothing better.
Yeah, it was great. Never forget it. Do you remember your first drive, Kelly?
I don't remember my
you
first
don't.
Drive. No, I knew when I was driving, though, I drove my dad's big Monte Carlo around. It was a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And every car since then has been easy.
Yeah, that must have been. That was like those things were giant.
Yeah.
Literally like a boat.
I know I scraped getting gas once. I scraped it, but man, Pops never saw it.
That was like a pimpmobile, really.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That thing's an arc.
It was like there were soft velour seats.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
that thing was made. That thing was just made to make love.
Oh my God! You kidding me? Score the chicks, not.
This is a pimp daddy bed right here. This is
automatically when you drove. Did your arm go up on the passenger seat? Like, hey,
yeah, baby,
hey,
right. Oh wait, switch gears. This one. Kelly Brown was a
Shorty the Pimp.
Shorty the Pimp. He rolled into town.
He's got his basketball shorts where you could slightly see his nuts.
Right. Laura, the car that Kelly's talking about, hon, had it was steel and aluminum. It wasn't plastic. When you got hit by the bumper, you got knocked out, even if it was going like a half mile an hour.
Big red one.
Oh man, big ass square.
It was
lights.
The red rocket.
Oh my God,
the original,
all chrome, you know. But Huggy Bear drove in Starsky and Hutch. Shorter the pimp. What was your first ride, Laura?
Well, I learned how to drive, I think, in my mom's Ford Taurus, but my first car was the 84 Celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was a beast, and I loved it.
The Celebrity was a beast?
Well, because it was metal. It wasn't a plastic car.
But it wasn't a big... I could run into things. Right. When you say it was a beast, a beast is a really big vehicle that takes up two parking spots.
It was big to me.
Okay.
That's a big car, and I love the bench seat. It was pretty cool, but nobody liked sitting up front with me, so I was pretty much like a taxi cab driver because everybody's knees would hit the front, so everybody sat in the back when I drove.
This is the music Laura's car. Kelly's was this one, but a little bit different, you know? Mine probably... I don't know what a music song would be for me and my first ride. I know what Scotty's would be.
Jackson 5, ABC?
No.
ABC.
No, mine would be something like this. It's like this. No, that wouldn't even be it. This sucks. Nah, this wouldn't even be it. I can't even do it. Scotty's would be metal because his was friggin' Camaro, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was my car, my first official car. It was the first year they went from the really cool-looking Camaros to the new wave Camaros.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, good luck to your daughter. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
And they get their own, it's their own world. They're now they have their own life that doesn't have anything to do with you. There's going to be a secret part of it you're never going to know. You're not going to know where they are. You're going to wonder where they are. You know, you're going to look on your phone. You have the Find Your Friend app on the phone?
I'm getting it.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah.
You already have it.
Okay.
You Find Your Friend app. Find a friend. And you just put her into it. She's got to accept you. And then you can see where she is all the time. I know kids don't like that. And some people go, oh, dude, don't. Bullshit.
Do it.
You want to know where your frigging kids are. And if you don't, you're just being irresponsible. Oh, I don't need to tie my kids down like that. Bullshit. You should know where they are. Because they're going to lie to you. And there's going to be a time when you're going to wonder where they are. And you're not going to know. It's going to freak you out. I love these parents.
You're freaking me out.
I don't ever. You know, I trust them. Go ahead, man. Yeah, you're going to trust them. I'm not saying they're going to do bad things, but you're going to worry about them. That's all. You're going to worry about them. Find a friend. Thank you.
Working on it.
Okay?
Yep.
You can do that. All right. Just another one of the things that I suggested, and you're going to say, no, I'm never going to do that. And then in 6 months, you'll do it.
I'll think about it.
Quietly. Not because you want to track everywhere they go. You just want to make sure they're safe.
Right.
That's all. You know, you don't hear from them, you can't reach them on the phone, and you start to worry, you're going to be able to look down and go, okay, well, I know she's in this town.
How about your kids? Do they have the volume of the phone up? Because Chloe, sometimes, more than half the time, the volume of the phone is completely down, which I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing.
They text so much.
Sometimes, they always got like an earpiece in.
Yeah.
So Nora will get the car, and we'll be talking, and then like finally she'll do something, she'll turn her head just right, and I'm like, you had that thing in your ear the whole time?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah. Do your kids periscope?
What is that?
Periscoping is the term that they use when they sit on the couch and they watch the TV, but they're really looking at their phone more than they're looking at the TV. That way they keep looking up like a periscope.
Yeah, all three of them were doing it the other day. And Amy's like, I got an email from work. I'm like, you have no idea who the killer is.
Right.
You just missed a key part of the movie.
And you'll sit there and you'll say, are you watching this? Yes. You're not watching it.
No, you're
not
watching it.
You're on your phone. You're not even watching this. Yeah. I there's something I want to watch. You can't. That's another thing you got to deal with. So
I do it too, though.
All right. Well, a couple of things here we have left over from the show. You know, when it comes to the things you can't live without. All right. Like we all have things that we think we can't live without. Now I got to say, I'm being honest when I say COVID fatigue is getting to me. I'm really working hard to not let it get to me. All right, not to kind of stay sane.
Well, it's because it's winter, too. And I think that makes it's dark so early.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to do. I just feel like you're all cooped up.
Yeah, and I miss my friends. You know, we can see each other. We don't see each other as much as we used to, obviously. We still do see each other from time to time, but it's not enough, right? So that's me, okay? I'm getting a little bit frustrated. But the things we can't live out without... If I asked you something in your house or whatever that you cannot live without, the reason I'm asking this, is because I want to hear what you say, and then I'm going to tell you what foreigners think we think we can't live without.
Well, I would think the TV.
Internet, you know? Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At home, I don't do the internet so much. Well, I guess I do on my phone, yeah. What am I talking about?
Do you need the internet more than you need the TV?
Yes.
I think I do.
Well, for wagering.
I don't ever...
But then I can't see the game if I don't have a TV. Yeah,
that's right.
I'm not watching it on my phone. Sorry.
But the apps will update you, so you need the internet more than you need the phone.
I guess so.
I mean, yeah. You need the internet more than you need the TV.
I don't turn on the TV until probably Sunday
mm-hmm.
To watch football. And then today I'll watch the recap when I'm at the gym of the baking
challenge.
Just 'cause the guys,
so you don't watch TV until Sunday. Your TV is pretty much off throughout most of the week.
Yeah, very rare that I turn it on.
Scotty, what can't you live without? Things that maybe in your home or whatever that you can't live without. I'm about to tell you the things that foreigners, people in other countries, think we can't live without.
Plumbing. Plumbing might be number one. A toilet.
Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of microwaving.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for me, though, the DVR, because I'm not really watching anything live anymore.
Yeah.
I watch it when I can. I will say the rubber drum set has made this quarantine for me a tad bit easier. I can still play, you know, and not drive everybody crazy.
I judge things I can't live without by how short a time it takes me to start going crazy without them. And the internet is number one. Okay, because so much of what we do and what everything is tied to the internet. Before the TV comes the internet, because access to information, that's something I need. I don't know, kind of addicted to it, I guess, whatever. So there's number one, okay? Secondly, coffee. I can't live without coffee.
You say that's at home?
Yeah.
A home thing?
Yeah. So that's a home thing. And air conditioning. On a really hot day, I need my friggin' air conditioning.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay? Sorry. We've come too far as a society where you don't have it. Okay?
Thank you.
Right?
Yes,
seriously.
Yeah.
We've come too far. Everybody should have it.
Yeah.
All right? So, but it's funny, the things that, you know, the people that aren't from America think. Like, most people think the number one thing that we cannot live without is none of the things that we mentioned. The number one thing foreigners think we can't live without is a car.
Well, I mean,
that's true.
We did.
Does anybody know an adult who doesn't have their license on purpose because they don't want to have it? An adult.
Yeah.
An adult.
Roadkill's
your mom?
Daughter.
No. One of his daughters.
She's still.
She's going to be 18.
Right, but she's still not 18.
I know a family member of Amy's that is in their middle 20s, has no interest in driving.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. To me, that's cool. It's not my number one thing. That people think that in America, the biggest thing we must have is a car. The second thing we can't live without is climate-controlled housing.
Well, that's your AC.
Right, I know. But climate-controlled housing where the whole... I mean, I guess heat and air conditioning would be it. The third thing, cheddar cheese and jumbo everything.
Cheddar cheese.
That's what foreigners think about Americans.
Americans.
Yeah, that's Americans. We throw cheese on everything. Everything's got to be jumbo.
Gross.
I have never ordered a jumbo anything. I've never ordered a
jumbo shrimp,
a biggie fry,
jumbo pants. It was there.
It was a good one.
There.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I can't even argue that.
Jumbo hat.
I'm not a jumbo. Okay, I'm not a jumbo. All right, not that far along yet. But thank you. Jumbo hat. No.
Double X jumbo.
No. Okay, a double X shirt. No. Okay, triple X if I want it loose. But you know, no. But jumbo everything like. I don't know about you, but when I see someone that goes to 7-Eleven, they get the big gulp.
Mm. How that is a big gulp.
How fucking thirsty are you?
It's a lot of soda.
No, seriously.
That's a lot of soda.
I don't understand the need for a big gulp of soda or an icy. I don't understand that much liquidation. I can't. Are you going to die? Are you going to drown in that Sprite? I don't understand. But anyway, America's fixation with the jumbo. Air conditioning is fourth. On what they think that we absolutely need. I'm down with that. A house, not necessary. A home, like, yes, someplace to stay. Does it have to be a home, a house edifice? No. Right?
No.
You could exist in an apartment, condo, whatever. And number six, on the things that non-Americans think we can't live without, it's a garbage disposal.
Do they not?
I don't know.
I know a lot of people that don't have them.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. But why would foreigners think that we have to have that?
I don't know.
Look, I have one.
Those
I
are
love
the,
it.
Those are the reasons why they love us.
Mine.
I don't get it. My house is two sinks, right? Double well.
Yeah.
The trash, the garbage disposal on one, and yet somehow the food gets dumped in the other side of the sink.
Okay.
Like, when you rinse it off a plate, if there's food on it, why wouldn't you do it over the friggin' garbage disposal? Right.
Thanksgiving was a hit. Amy's at the sink. She's peeling the potatoes, passing them to me. I'm cutting them, putting them in. Okay. She puts all, and then she grabs all the peels, puts them down.
She stuffed them down?
Stuffed them down.
That's a mistake.
And then it didn't go. And then a few minutes later.
Yeah, there's a couple things you don't do with
a couple minutes later, we got black waters coming up. And she's all like, oh, oh, oh. And I'm like, well, what'd you do? And then she told me. And I'm not putting my hand in there. So I had to go with it for a while. And then finally, you know, we got all these dirty dishes that are going to come in. So I have a sink plunger that I used on it a few times. And then finally it made that ungodly sound and everything went down. And I'm like, what were you thinking?
Do you ever just want to, what are you, stupid?
Oh, I say that all the time.
You wow. do?
Yeah.
You say that to Amy?
Yeah.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Why? Dude, my wife would freaking stab me if I said that.
I didn't ever say that to
Amy. Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. You're a man of many mysteries.
But I just kind of was like, hun, when I'm peeling potatoes, I do like two potatoes and then let it go.
Yeah, you got to eat
it. What are you
doing?
It's a whole bag of potato skins.
My wife will do the entire bag of potatoes and leave the skins in the sink. And I'm the one who puts them down the disposal.
Why?
I don't know why. She doesn't do it. I like a clean sink. I don't like anything in the sink.
Yeah, and we always get coffee grounds. Amy like throws a thing in there. And it's like, did you even wash it?
Americans apparently can't live without number seven, Laura, Starbucks and Twitter.
That's
I don't use either one of those.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
So I'm good.
Coffee, I understand. Toilet paper is 8. Soda is 9. I gotta say, for a guy that drank a lot of Pepsi and then Diet Coke through his college years, I rarely drink it now. Rarely drink soda. You know.
Occasionally.
I lived on it.
Mostly soda water.
I lived on it. And now?
Sometimes if I go to a bar and somebody orders a drink, I'll order a ginger ale or a Diet Coke. Microwave's number 10, and a credit card is number 11. They think we can't live without. A credit card, I would agree. But I also know people that don't have credit cards. You know? So there's that.
I have one. And I'm always talked, and they're always like, you need another one. No, I don't. I'm fine with that.
Oh, see, I do them a lot because of discounts. Like, oh, Target, I have their credit card because you get 5% off every time you shop. Cha-ching, I'm going to use that one. Kohl's, get a credit card.
I don't want to fill all that paperwork out every time.
Yep, but it's nice because all these things, you just get the discounts and you pay it off. And it's like, oh, perfect, I got 30% off because I had your card.
Yeah, I'm a minimalist too. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. And I only buy what I know I can pay for. I've never understood.
I tried to have that attitude, but you know, I'm like, I will pay it off.
I have friends of mine that are so far in debt they're never going to get out, and I've never understood that. I'm always terrified to be in that position because you're paying 20%, right? 18-20% on a credit card. You never get out from under that hole. Mm-hmm. So I either save up for what I want and then buy it, or I only buy it if I know I can pay for it in that month.
Or steal it.
Huh? Or steal it. Yeah. I did steal. There was a period in my life, and we've talked about this, where I was a bit of a thief.
Yeah.
I will admit.
You go right up to the store, you put the gun sideways, and you put it in the motherfucking bag.
What?
I think I just beat
it. I guess that's the way you do it.
That one caught me by surprise. They pointed the gun at me. I was scared for a second. I actually started putting stuff in the bag. Did not see that coming.
See?
Did not see that coming.
Yep. No, I did not. No, I stole stupid stuff, small things from stores, you know, shoplifting stuff when I was fifth grade probably. And then I got caught and I stopped. You know,
the life of crime ended right there.
Yeah, with a box of Sucrets. Talk about the most embarrassing thing to ever get caught stealing. Friggin' box of Sucrets. And why? Not because I had a sore throat. Because I wanted a little tin to put my dice in.
Yeah. Like a little street roller.
I was the guy.
We should do a segment and say what's the most embarrassing thing that you got caught stealing.
Oh, my God, dude. I wanted the tin so I could keep my, like, 8 dice. Like, I was throwing it up against the brick wall of the Catholic school, you know, playing dice with my buddies.
His buddy was playing the mall park.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Put it in the mother effing bag. Oh, my God. That was caught me by surprise. Yeah, you never stole? You never, in Barrington, you never went in and
probably
lifted some penny candy at Califf's?
No. No, you didn't do it in Califf's, no.
You never,
I'm sure I
Seabrook.
Did.
Come on, man.
No,
you boosted something.
I didn't steal either.
You never boosted a street sign?
Oh, yeah.
Brown Avenue.
Not even in college.
Yep, okay, wait a minute. I have a nuclear sign that I stole from Tolan Road in Dover. They did some nuclear testing on Dover. It had like a weird, like a nuclear symbol, and I'm like, oh, that'll look great in the
hazardous waste.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And well, that's what you want to steal.
I think also there is a bomb shelter one that I have.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, that's what you do is you steal that so people don't know where to go.
Yeah. And then I know where to go.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. Laura, did you ever steal in Hooksett?
Well, I didn't know it was stealing at the time. I was just picking up signs and those big spools and using them for my forts.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think of that as stealing. I will say in high school, I was at the Bath and Body Works or whatever with the girls.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody, one of my friends, take a eyeliner and stick it up her sleeve. Ooh. I walked out of there, called my mom and said I needed to be picked up.
Wow.
And because I was so embarrassed and like couldn't breathe, and then I didn't know. I was like, sure, do I call her out? Do I rat her out? Well, I went here with her. I called my mom. Like, I need to get out of here.
So what happened? Did you end up telling her you saw her steal it?
Oh, I did the next day, but I left her at the mall. I was terrified.
She bailed. She ain't gonna hang around. The guy who caught me stealing in the fifth grade looked at me and said, "What's your name?" I told him, and he said, "Are you Connie's boy?" Boom, and that's
Bang.
My life right there.
Game over.
Yep, game over. But that was the end of my thievery career. So, okay. Well, we got to. I think that's it for today. But it was just some leftover stuff. Put in the mother. Back. That is great.
That's how you steal.
Yep, that's why you tune in to 24/7 for little nuggets like that. That's good. All right. Well, anyway, never went to jail though. Almost never went to jail.
I don't want to talk about it.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Go out and do something today.
Do something.
Do something. Get out. Make something with yourself. Okay. Drunk and stupid is not a way to go through life, son. All right. I could do quotes all day long, okay? All day long. But I'm not. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Laura, have a great day. Good luck with the kids.
You too.
All right.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.